Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
9:09 finally on Friday. Thank goodness the weather is nice, because if it would be hot and humid, I would swear I'd be getting ready for the 4th of July as long as this week has seemed. But thankfully, it is 9 o'clock on Friday. Time to talk to Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Time to, kind of like Atlas, shrug off all the cares of the world and talk about some fun stuff. How you doing, Ian?
Doing great, Tommy. Great to be back with you. You know, this week, it really tried to pin us down, Ooh. Really tried to hold back, but it couldn't. By the end, Friday prevailed, and here we are, and it's a gorgeous one.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, I love seeing it because it's French Quarter Fest weekend, and just knowing all the effort and the hopes that are pinned to good weather for one of these giant outdoor festivals on our calendar, to have it all come together. Now, just the New Orleans talent has to do its part, and that's the much more reliable than the weather, let's say that. So it's going to be awesome down there this weekend.
For first-timers, and I always like to ask this question because sometimes people, a lot of people go, almost a million people, maybe more than that. But for first-timers that are thinking about it on the fence, what would your advice be?
Tommy, my favorite part about French Quarter Fest is the French Quarter itself. That's really like the distinguishing characteristic of this festival. It's big, it's open admissions, no ticket. But I think what really distinguishes it from Jazz Fest or from any festival anywhere, literally anywhere, is the French Quarter. You know, and you and I have talked about the French Quarter before. We talked about it after the January 1st atrocity. We talk about it frequently. It is this hub of New Orleans. It really is. It's everyone's old neighborhood, right? It's the place where everyone feels like, no matter where they live, North Shore, West Bank, Uptown, it's the place where you go when you want to feel like really connected to New Orleans. It's not a coincidence this is where everyone flooded when the Saints won the Super Bowl. They let's go to the Quarter, and that's how it feels at French Quarter Fest. It's the entire city coming together at this neighborhood that is the epicenter of New Orleans culture and hospitality. You can see the whole history of our city and why we're here written in the architecture of the buildings around you, the grid of the streets, the curve of the river. And also I love watching giant ocean-going vessels managing that curve of the river, dead serious on the bridge while everyone's eating po'boys and gumbo and partying and drinking beer on the shore. That's quite the juxtaposition. Once you're there, once you're in the French Quarter, the festival is swirling all around you, and the food, it follows suit with everything I just talked about. It's about 60 to 70 different vendors out there. They're arrayed in these different I call them eating arcades. They're like their own distinct food halls or food courts set up in different spots near the various stages. And just like the crowd comes from all over the New Orleans area to convene in the French Quarter, so too are the vendors represented from all across. There's a lot of French Quarter restaurants there. You got Toujox, Desire Oyster Bar, Revolution, just rattling off a few of them, Dickie Brendan's places. But then it's restaurants and food trucks and caterers from all across the area. And it is as diverse a collection of flavors and types of restaurants and restaurant people as you'll find anywhere on this roster of eats. And so, you know, you consult the cubes for your top music picks. But I've got a story up on NOLA.com right now if you want some visuals to go along with that.
I do. Well, I want to talk about your picks because some of these things. But before we do, let me get to the business aspect of this because restaurateurs and food trucks are in business. The French Quarter Fest would not be what it is without them. They have to put some investment into supplies, et cetera, and perishables to make this happen. So it kind of is important that people support that is what I'm getting to.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing about all festivals is you pay everything up front, you know, whether it's your vendor fee or, more importantly, probably the buying all your supplies, your raw materials, hiring staff, and then you hope people show up, you know. And it's a very different dynamic than when you're running a restaurant. And you kind of, you know, it's a similar dynamic, but with a restaurant, you're stretching that over the life of your business cycle, whereas, you know, it's going to work that weekend or that one-day festival, that two-day festival, whatever it is, and the weather can have a huge impact on. So when it's beautiful like this, yeah, you know, bring it on. And it is a business, and it's important for these businesses, but it's also, for us as customers, as consumers, as participants in our culture, a great way to get a taste of different things, because it is the whole city, places from the whole city convened in one spot, and you can literally, you know, try them one next to the other, shop with your eyes first, see what looks good. Oh, I've heard of this place. What's that all about? I've heard about Addis Nola. What does Ethiopian food look like? Wow, it looks like a really good chicken wing with some different spices on it I've never tried before, or a meat pie that's very different from the one that I get from Mrs. Wheat's or from Lazone's from Natchitoches. Let me try that. You know, that's the kind of the spirit of exploration that you get into. I've heard of Smoke and Honey, a Greek restaurant in Mid-City that's been around for about a year plus. I think I heard McNulty and Tucker talking about it on the radio one time. But here it is at French Quarter Fest, and I can try their lamb shoulder po' boy on Genduza bread, see what that's all about. You know, and that's the fun of the festival. You know, you're not buying it. You're not locked into one restaurant or one meal. And, you know, let's face it, the way New Orleans people do a festival, they're gonna have a few different things throughout the course of the day. So it's a great kind of sampling opportunity. And I love when I hear people say they tried something and they ended up going to the restaurant. Now it's on their regular rotation of restaurants that they go to because they tried it at French Quarter Fest or Jazz Fest or one of the other neighborhood festivals. It's a great exposure built in for these businesses in addition to just ringing up some sales at the counter. And that's a big reason why they do it.
So let's talk about, why'd you put your name first? I'm just curious about that. You said McNulty and Tucker. I just wonder about that.
Oh, anyway. McNulty and Tucker.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but seriously, let's talk about some of these specific things. I'm looking at pictures here of Lazone's meat pies from Natchitoches. My kid went to school at Northwestern State, so I'm very familiar with that. So they bring the whole shebang down here and make the pies fresher. How do they do that? Tell me that story.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's you know, it is mostly New Orleans restaurants, but these festivals, you know, they'll draw some regional players. People are familiar with that from Jazz Fest. You know, you get your gumbo from Préjean's in Lafayette. You get your crawfish bread that's from up in Saint-Lazare, Central Louisiana. French Quarter Fest, the same. Fewer examples of that, but Lazone's is the great example. And there, you know, it's that Natchitoches meat pie, that bubbly crusted empanada style, little ham pie turnover. And the photo I have on there is it's the killer combo. They have this thing called Zydeco shrimp potatoes that don't sound like much, actually. You know, if I'm out at a festival and it's a little warm, I'm not thinking a big bowl of potatoes with sauce. But, you know, this is why I take the first swipe at things for my people, Tommy, for my audience.
Well, somebody has to.
Exactly. The Zydeco shrimp potatoes are fantastic.
But
they're really well.
You don't normally think of shrimp and mashed potatoes, do you?
Right. No, you don't. But somebody did, and it's delicious together. And then you get one of the ham pies on the side because you stood there and you got – you're in front of the hand pie stand, you're going to get a Natchitoches meat pie. So you add one of those to the side, and bish, bash, bosh. That's a great little combo. And that stand itself is in the Jack's Brewery a lot. So all these food court areas have their own names and designations. And that one is in particularly really rich with options. When I picked my favorites for that story that you're glancing at NOLA.com, I just found myself racking up a lot of them from that area. Right next door to Les Zones should be Aphrodisiac, which is a awesome Caribbean Creole fusion restaurant in Gentilly with a killer old patio and back and nice cocktails, great people. They made their festival debut last year, and it was one of the best things I had at the festival and in a long time were their jerk smoked turkey necks. Oh my God, Tommy, so good. They're back with it again this year. It's on the restaurant menu on the regular. So it's one of those things, if you get a taste for it at the festival, you know where to find it. And just, it's one of those, you're taking your time, you're pulling every bit of this delicious smoke jerk spiced meat off of the bone. Just taking some time with it. Not a dish that's going to get you full, but a dish that's going to just blast you with flavor. It's fantastic.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to open the Elkhornart Jeweler talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Don't text and drive. Text, message, and data fees may apply. I think that's how I have to say it. If you have any questions or comments about Ian McNulty, specifically about French Quarter Fest or about eating or drinking in general in the New Orleans area. Ian, have you ever been to Les Zones in Natchitoches? Can you bring it back?
No, I've never actually made the trek because they come down here. But it is one of those things, thinking about road trips, that would be a good one.
But it's very, very mom-and-pop-ish, not after all of the reputation that you hear. It's an amazingly simple place that you would have no idea. Kind of like, almost, I guess, like Mandina's was before the renovation, if I could maybe make a comparison, but a lot smaller. We'll pick it up here when we come back. Tommy Tucker, finally, Friday morning, back in a flash with Ian McNulty on WWL. I asked people to text in if they had any questions for Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining for the Times.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaking of you, somebody wants to know. They have smoked turkey legs at either the Strawberry Festival or the French Quarter Festival. You look, I asked, they texted, I'm asking.
Yeah, sure. No, that's festival fair, right? I saw one out at Hogs in the Cause last weekend, but alas, definitely not at French Quarter Festival. Strawberry Fest, I do not know, but I think Strawberry Fest might be your more likely venue for a little, King Richard's Fair kind of fair, right?
Are you a fan of the turkey leg?
I would be in for a couple bites. That would be if you're comfortable sharing your turkey leg, that might be a shared festival dish. That might be more of a, you know, sitting down at the table with a steady supply of napkins and a knife and fork.
I made the mistake of eating one of those or attempting to eat one of those on one of these miserably hot July days in Disney World with one of the trips when the kid was a kid. And that pretty well soured me to the experience. But hey, to each his own. If you like it, have a blast. Let's talk about Krabby Jack's duck po' boy. This looks delicious.
Yeah, that's the lead photo on my NOLA.com story for a reason. That thing, look at that sucker. It is, at first glance, you're like, whoa, what is this, a roast beef po' boy with just really big, thick chunks of roast beef? Nah, it's duck. Krabby Jack's, just for reference, is on Jefferson Highway. It's the sister restaurant to Giacomo's, the famous Giacomo's on Oak Street. And Krabby Jack's, some people will remember it was Louisiana Seafood Exchange, which was a po' boy shop attached to a seafood distributor. And its claim to fame was, I mean, it was right there near, you know, all the warehouses and distribution centers. And you would see these tractor trailer trucks practically jackknifing themselves on Jefferson Highway by the tracks to pull over and stop and find a way to park so that guys could get in there and get one of their po' boys because they knew where to get the good stuff. Well, anyway, Krabby Jack's continues that legacy. It's a first-class, old-fashioned po' boy shop, but they got a creative streak. And so in addition to the standard po' boys, they have a roasted duck, and it's tender but real flavorful, and the gravy is that rich, juicy gravy poured all over it, and the Leidenheimer bread manages to hold it all together just long enough at the festival. That's going to be at Jackson Square, kind of right in the heart of the action there. Jackson Square basically turns into a food court with a music stage in the corner. And that's when you want to split, right? I mean, if you want to try a few things out at French Quarter Fest, so don't sink the whole freighter with a po' boy torpedo. Just have, you know, split that up with a couple people. Take a few bites.
Let me say this. It's wrapped in white paper, and I don't find anything more offensive than getting a po' boy and having it come in a styrofoam container. Am I alone in it?
No. You want that wrapper. It's part of the experience. You
it
know?
Just ruins the texture of the bread and everything else. It's not. I don't know why people do that, but they do. Tim Zimmer, not asleep at the switch at Master Control. He did some research. Apparently, in the Jack's Brewery lot from Papa 90 Catering Company, you can get a stuffed turkey leg with seafood pasta, shrimp, and crawfish. So
hey,
kudos to Kim to Tim Zimmer. Congratulations, Tim. Yeah, well, I give you some Odyssey Award points for that. Let's talk about what is this one? By the way, if y'all want to follow along, just Google NOLA.com and Ian McNulty and French Quarter Festival. You see the magnificent story that he wrote. And you can also see the pictures and follow along. Barbecue Oyster Po' Boy from Redfish Grill.
Redfish Grill, yeah. This is the Ralph Brennan restaurant on Bourbon Street, which I always say this is a much better restaurant than it has to be. It's on the 100 block of Bourbon Street. They could be slinging anything there, and a lot of restaurants around there, frankly, do. But this is a Ralph Brennan restaurant. It's real quality, and it's great. It's the kind of restaurant I hope, you know, tourists would stumble into. But for festivals, they switch gears, and they go into this totally local fun mode. And the barbecue oyster po' boy is something they came up with years ago. It makes periodic appearances at Oak Street Po' Boy Fest, French Quarter Fest, and it's a delight. It's when I say barbecue oyster, think barbecue shrimp. It's more like that than any kind of, you know, grilled barbecue sauce kind of barbecue. Tangy, crystal hot sauce-based butter sauce, fried oysters, blue cheese dressing, Leidenheimer bread, crunch of that bread, the oyster bursting with juice underneath, the sour tang of the blue cheese against the buttery crystal hot sauce. Delightful.
Looks good. Somebody texted in here, and again, you can text your questions in 504-260-1870, the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and text line. Please don't text and drive. Text, data, and message rates may apply. Back before the text, to a point you made about the Redfish Grill, I agree with you, because they could sling out some kind of crap for tourists, and the tourists wouldn't know any better, and they'd be laughing all the way to the bank, but they choose not to do that.
Sure. No, early in my New Orleans days, I worked at one of those slinging hash kind of places, and I knew the food was bad, but, you know, people would legitimately leave, like, slapping me on the shoulder. I was the door guy, slapping me on the shoulder, saying, man, that was the best food we ever had. And it was red beans from a can, and they weren't even doctored up. And so if that's the standard that people coming from elsewhere are impressed by, you know, yeah, you can do that. Mm. But the places that really care about it are presenting a much better version of our food. Redfish Grill is one of them. Kudos to them. They've been on Bourbon Street forever. You know, it's like when people visit, I want them to have great experiences. And if you're on, you know, you don't leave Bourbon Street, but you find your way to that door, great. And, you know, and for me as a local, you know, I see them at French Quarter Fest, and I know they have that po' boy. That's definitely circled for the list.
Can I tell a story of myself? Friend of the family was in town to see the Green Bay Packers game, so we went when they played the Saints. And then I took him to Redfish Grill, and that was back in the days when I was drinking, and it got a little bit ahead of me. And I was greeted by my now ex-wife the day after, saying, you know, you ran up a $900 tab and ordered this wine and that wine, right? And I said, well, no, really, I don't remember any of that. But I had, and the people had a great time. Somebody wants to know about goat. Is it similar to lamb in flavor? The lamb I've had has always been a bit on the gamey side of flavor, which is something I prefer to avoid. Are there any places where goat is on the menu, and if so, done well and not gamey, or places where the lamb is on the menu that isn't gamey?
Yes and yes. I understand what you're saying, but it's, first of all, the distinction, lamb and goat are more alike than they are dissimilar, more alike than they are to, say, pork or beef. Goat is going to be, you're not going to find goat chops, man. you're going to find lamb chops that are going to be your tender, young lambs.
Where does that come from on a lamb? I'm just curious, the chop.
The chop, what's that? It's sort of about along the belly, you know, like the torso kind of area.
Like the
there.
Ribs and all that stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got a rib coming with you on the bone there.
And the lambs don't do a lot of heavy lifting, so it's pretty tender meat, I guess, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, then we went through this before, right? Lamb is basically the veal to mutton, right? Yeah, it's a young
it's a baby
young
animal is what it is.
Yeah, spring lamb. Yeah, well, it is the season. Easter, spring lambs, you know, this is how it all works.
Slaughter them all, let God sort them. That's what I say. No, I'm just kidding. But let's talk about what were you saying about goat and all that?
Or Abraham, whoever you're
Yeah,
you're
yeah, Abraham. There you go. now, that would be an idea for a restaurant, Ian McNulty, Abraham's, where they slaughter the goat in front of you. And this is kind of like what they did in The Leftovers. I don't know if you ever saw that show on HBO or not. But they'd bring the goat in, slaughter it in front of you, and then cook it on a spit. And they could do it as a part religious ceremony, part dining experience. What do you think? You in? You putting any money into that or not?
Between all this and us talking about steakhouses on Lenten Fridays, my knuckles are reflexively quivering about looking for Dunn's ruler. Yeah.
It's just an idea. All right. Okay. Go ahead, please.
It's all fair game to me, as I say, talking food and game. But to the listener's point, goat, goat is you're going to have little bits of goat attached to meat. You know, you're not getting a goat steak or a goat chop. It's a meat that's going to be cooked into things. And find yourself an Indian restaurant or a Caribbean restaurant. Indian restaurants is a new one in Lakeview called Embers, we went to recently, very good. It's related to another Indian restaurant called Aroma. You got a goat vindaloo, which is a good way to try it because it's going to have a lot of spice. And, you know, if you get leftovers, that stuff heated up the next day with some of the leftover basmati rice. Terrific. But to this listener in particular, if you're sensitive about gaminess, yeah, it's a meat that's got some chew on it. It's a meat that's got it's not praised for its tender delicacy. Let's put it that way. So if you're sensitive to it, try it in a dish like that at an Indian restaurant that's got a lot of sauce, a lot of curry going on. See if you can get the hang for it. And if not, lesson learned, and, you know, you still got a dish with some good flavor going on.
Back to the French Quarter Fest. Spicy tuna sushi taco from Nori, guys. Normally your pictures enthrall me. This I got no interest in, but go ahead, please.
Okay, sure. Well, this is a Nori Guys is a pop-up. They've got a restaurant now called Hibachi Grill. It's on Broad Street near the criminal courthouse, Banks and Broad. And their pop-up alter ego, Nori Guys, specializes in things that look like they're coming out of the sushi bar, but a bit different. So this taco, the tortilla, is in fact a strip of nori, seaweed, you know, the black crinkly seaweed that you wrap sushi rolls in. Although here they fry it, so it's got these bits of tempura fry batter speckling it, making it crunchy and crispy. And that becomes the taco, the tortilla stand-in, for a filling of raw tuna, marinated raw tuna, like out of the sushi bar, topped with a little sushi bar crab salad there, a little hot sauce, a little zigzag of maybe some sriracha and some eel sauce. I love it. It's a lighter, fun, crunchy, fresh snack. That's good for hotter weather festival noshing.
Somebody wants to know, also, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They're also the stand is in Jackson Square.
Right, somebody wants to know about crawfish bread at French Quarter Festival.
That is going to be from TJ Gourmet. So not the same crawfish bread that you're getting at Jazz Fest, but definitely the same idea. TJ Gourmet is also a Jazz Fest food vendor. There's a lot of interplay between them. But look, you take some good bread, some cheese, some spice, some crawfish tails, recipe for success. And by the way, that's something that, has become much like barbecue shrimp, you know, a dish that originated at one restaurant, Pascal Manali's, has spread all over. Crawfish bread is now sort of an idea. So Le Boulangerie, the bakery on Magazine Street, and Donald Link, they've got like a brioche crawfish bread that they're doing right now because it's crawfish season and festival season, so it's on people's minds. I just saw an example, I haven't tried it yet, but from Jack Rose at the Punch Train Hotel. They're taking Dong Fong milk bread, so like a round bun, and making a gourmet restaurant version of crawfish bread. And Nolita's Bakery over by Bayou St. John, great king cake over there. They do a really fun crawfish bread because they're near the fairgrounds, mm-hmm. near the Jazz Fest area. So, you know, it's great festival food. It's great springtime crawfish season food. And it feels great to be living through this time with you, Tommy.
Get out and enjoy it. Thank you, Ian McNulty. Pleasure as always. Just Google or search Ian McNulty. You'll find everything you need to know about him and everything he's written. 9:40, quick break. Then we'll talk about taxes on THC or over-the-counter hemp products when we come back on WWL. First traffic.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.